The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Friday, you lovely BTN News listeners out there. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 5th of July, 2019. We got all that best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Hey, look over here. No, I'm not telling you to, but FaceTime's going to be telling you to. And if you don't comply, it doesn't care. That's right. iOS 13's FaceTime has got some correction for us to make our eyes look forward. It's all part of that AR Kit 3. Now, yeah, we're seeing this in the beta version of iOS 13 right now. Chances are this one's probably going to stay. Now, the actual name of this is FaceTime Attention Correction, giving the person on the other end that you're having a FaceTime conversation with saying that, yeah, I'm actually really interested. Look, I'm looking right at you, even if you're not. Now, Apple's saying your eye contact with the camera will be more accurate during FaceTime video calls now because of this feature. And while that may be true, maybe there's times you just don't want to be so involved in that conversation. You know what I mean? Now, all in all, what this feature really does, it takes your pupils, makes them look straight at the camera, even if you're not. And no harm is actually done to your eyes. It's all done in the software, just for people out there going, oh my gosh. Now, that'd be coming probably an iPhone 20 when they actually shoot laser beams into us. Staying with Apple News, I'm sure a lot of you have probably seen phones out there where you say, I want to transfer information from my phone to your phone. Can't really do that with iOS, can we? Well, again, that might be changing in iOS 13. But if you think it's going to be wireless, think again. Because lurking in the code of iOS 13 is suggesting we might actually have a data cable that we could connect two devices together and be able to swap information back and forth. Mainly, this is going to be for setting up a new device or restoring one from backup. Though in the end, maybe there will be some sort of feature for swapping other things back and forth via this cable, which leads to the question, why a cable? In the land of wireless connectivity, particularly from the company that got rid of the headphone jack, one has to wonder, why a cable? Well, probably because the cable's going to cost you an extra $50. Now, we don't know that for sure, but knowing Apple, probably. After all, this is the company that sells a monitor with the stand sold separately. Android users, yes, we've got some news for you too today, particularly if you're a Microsoft Windows user. Get ready to have your phone notifications right on your Windows machine. Yes, Microsoft has rolled out a new update for the Your Phone app on Windows 10, which now will allow you to mirror notifications from your Android phone right onto your PC. Now, yes, I know, we heard about this before, way back last year. That's when Microsoft promised this thing, and I guess it took them a year to get around to it. Now, of course, once you sync an Android phone with the app, you can read and reply to text messages, which is quite sweet. You can even look at photos that are on your device and drag and drop the files back and forth. And of course, all of this is done wirelessly. Hint, hint, Apple. Finally, seriously, what do you hate worse than rats? Cockroaches, am I right? Well, if you're really afraid of cockroaches, I got some really bad news for you today. Seems these little suckers, you know, when you spray them with your insecticide, they're starting to become immune to it. Yes, you heard me correctly. Cockroaches are now becoming immune to insecticides, meaning their resistance is getting stronger and stronger. And it probably won't be too much longer before they all rise up and conquer us all. This is all according to scientists over there Purdue. And apparently they got some good old German cockroaches they've been studying, trying different insecticides on them. And they found out that these suckers, yeah, they're building up a tolerance to where they won't die. What's even scarier is these super cockroaches are now able to pass this resistance right onto their offspring. And gosh knows how fast they repopulate, don't they? So yeah, not really the thoughts you wanted to have going into your weekend, is it? But you gotta remember, when it's the end of days on Earth, there's only gonna be cockroaches and Keith Richards left. So it's only fitting. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. I suggest get on over there, check it out for yourself this very second. Check out our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community at our BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show is, ready to head into the weekend. I suggest you do the same. Little R&R is done. definitely required. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.